And he had put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. So I believe that's a spiritual application there. Why? Because when the sword goes in, the dirt comes out. That's not only for the spiritual battles that we face against the enemies of God, you know, because the fact that when we preach the word of God, we basically expose all their dirt. You know, when Hollywood shines the light on the sodomites, they look all great and happy. But when the Bible shines the light on the sodomites, you see it's a bunch of crap. A bunch of excrement is what it is. When the word of God shines into the wicked people, the sodomites, and the reprobates of this world, all you see in that light is that it's a bunch of crap. A bunch of excrement is what it is. The dirt is coming out. Because we testify of their works thereof that they're evil. That's what the word of God does. It sheds light on the fact that it's a wicked world. They're wicked. They have a wicked agenda. That's what the word of God does. But you know what? In like manner, when we read the Bible, what happens? The sword goes in. And the dirt comes out. Amen. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. Right? We put the word of God in to get the dirt out. Oh man, I struggle with my thought life. Or I struggle with, you know, just thinking about vain things that just are not profitable. Well, first of all, turn off the television. Amen. But second of all, read the Bible. Amen. Think upon the Bible. Meditate on the Bible. What happens? The sword goes in and the dirt will come out. I have problems thinking about things that are just not about the Bible, then you need to put the Word of God in. And look, you know, obviously memorization is important, but I guarantee you not a whole lot of people memorize the Bible. There might be some, and that's good if you do. But the main thing which you have to do is what? Read the Bible. Because the way you get the Word of God into your heart and into the inner recesses of your soul, into the inner man, into your reins, is by reading it over and over and over and over again. Meditating upon the word of God. And by the way, I don't mean when I say meditation, I'm like, that's not meditation. That's some wicked pagan stuff from India or Nirvana, you know, Kurt Cobain stuff or whatever. That's that stuff. That's stupidity. You look dumb when you do that. That dumb yoga stuff. You know, meditation simply means to ruminate. It means to chew on the word of God. It means to think about it, you know, to reflect on the Bible, to think about stories, verses, to dissect it in your mind. You say, well, what's the purpose of that? Well, how do you think the Holy Ghost is going to bring those things back into remembrance? Amen. He uses your meditation and rumination to do so.